Temple of Vampires.
Miracles, Reggie?
I said miracles. There isn't enough damage done to this plane to put in your eye.
We'll want to make sure about that.
I am sure. There's nothing a department store janitor couldn't fix up with baling wire.
Mm-hmm. The undercarriage seems to be the only thing damaged at all.
That's all. And I'm just the man who can doctor that up for an emergency takeoff. But what I don't understand is why the motors conked out on us in the first place.
I think I have the answer to that.
Well, then let's have it.
Well, they were in perfect working order when we made the last stop at Boac.
No, I made sure of that, as you very well know.
All right, then there's only one thing it could be. The gasoline.
Jove, so that's it.
Yeah, I think that gasoline was watered.
I say, you think the officials deliberately...
Well, maybe the officials at the airport didn't know it was watered, and maybe they did. That doesn't enter into it. But I'll give odds that's our trouble.
I say, what a rotten trick. But look here, Jack, if we're stuck out here in this jungle with watered gasoline...
Well, we've got plenty of chamois. If that's the trouble, we'll have to find some way of straining it.
Straining 200 gallons of gasoline through a chamois?
It can be done.
Well, what a man has to do, he does, but what a job. Besides, strain it into what?
Haven't got enough trouble without you thinking up more. Hey, I told Doc and Sonny not to get out of sight. Where are they?
Behind you, down there at the edge of the lake.
Oh. Have they got the boy with them?
No. Hermes, hoping to see an Indian.
He's liable to get his wish. This looks like pretty unhealthy country. I sent Doc to look along the shore for signs of inhabitants, but that was just hoping against hope.
That's right. No such thing as good natives in this part of the world. How far into the jungle would you say that old temple is?
Quarter of a mile, I suppose.
How would you guess it is, anyway?
Maybe some old Aztec ruins.
Oh, look here, aren't you a little bit mixed up, Jack? The Aztecs were up in Mexico.
Well, all I know is it's not inhabited. You can tell that much from this distance.
Oh, see, I've just had a thought. Maybe we're the first white men ever to set eyes on it.
Mm. Climb up in the cabin and bring out three revolvers and some ammunition.
Good idea. We won't try to work on the plane tonight, I don't imagine.
No, we got to find out what we're up against first.
What about a little food?
A couple cans of tomatoes, cheese and crackers, and a bar of chocolate apiece tonight.
I'll break them out while I'm inside.
How's it coming, Jack?
Oh, Doc. Well, where's Sonny and the boy?
Well, they're coming along. Anything desperate to matter the plane?
Nothing smashed we can't fix.
Hell, now, ain't that a relief.
What about you? Find anything?
Not one doggone thing. Not anywhere. On both sides of this clearing, the growth comes right up to the edge of the lake. And I swear to my grandma, you never saw such a growth.
All along the lake, huh?
A human being couldn't possibly get through that jungle of vines and trees, Jack. And even if we could, the place is running over of snakes and bugs and I don't know what kind of vermin.
Did you warn Sonny and Hermie about drinking any of this water?
I did that.
All right, Doc. Heads up.
Oh, there you are, Reggie.
Put up your dukes and catch these.
Now you're talking, Reggie. Shooting pistols and ammunition.
Here's yours, Jack. I loaded them all around.
Thanks. Put some extra shells in your pocket.
I already have. And here's tonight's dinner.
Oh, tie the cans up in a piece of canvas, Reggie, and then come on down.
We're not eating now?
No, we're going to do a little exploring. We'll take the food along.
You think there'd be some way of getting through to that temple thing over there?
I doubt it.
Well, of course there is. Well, there's bound to be somebody living over there.
Reggie and I just decided there wasn't.
Huh? What you talking about? You mean that you think that that's nothing more than a deserted building standing out there?
Well, look at it. All of one corner's crumbled in.
Huh?
Well, look at it yourself.
Yeah, now you call attention to it. Does look like it's seen better days. But just the same, well, I'd mighty well like to see what's over there.
So would I.
There you are. You want to take it, Jack?
Hand it down. Before you come, shut the door of the plane and lock it.
Right. Will do.
Hey, what's that for?
If there's any prowling natives around, we don't want them going through our stuff.
Well, if there's a native in these parts, he's sure enough keeping out of sight. I'll say that for him.
There she is.
Jack!
Oh, that's Sonny.
I hear her, but I don't see her.
Hey, Sonny, where are you? You ain't supposed to get out of sight.
Come here, all of you. We found the path.
Found the path?
Sonny, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Stay right where you are. We're coming. Come on. Let's have a look.
No, but we're coming.
But Jack, a path would indicate human beings.
Not necessarily.
Well, you think not?
It could be a path used by wild animals coming down to the lake for water.
Here we are. Over here. Now we are over here.
Hermes turned into a doggone explorer. Got an idea he's on a picnic.
Hey, Hermie and I saw those orchids hanging from the tree there, and we came over to look at them, and there was the path.
I helped to find the path, didn't I, Sonny?
That's right, Hermie.
I'm good at finding paths.
Mm. Ground's too hard to show any footprints.
And doggone it. Well, it ain't headed in the direction of that old temple.
Starts off that way.
So, well, what'd be the objection to following it?
Doc, you now go ahead. Sonny, you stay in the middle with Hermie. Reggie, you bring up the rear.
Fine, but step lively or I'll be on your heels.
Well, what's that for?
Well, what do you suppose it's for?
Oh, I don't know.
Where do you think you are, on Main Street? Come on, Doc.
Golly Moses, you don't need to snap my head off.
Take Hermie's hand and keep him on the path.
Here, Hermie, give me your hand.
No, I want to poke around with my stick.
Take Sonny's hand and do as you're told.
You don't like me, do you?
Look, on both sides of this path is dense undergrowth full of poisonous insects and snakes. Do you understand that?
Yes.
All right.
Give me your hand, Hermie.
I don't see any snakes.
Hush, Hermie. Come on.
I've been kind of keeping my eyes open for prints of one kind or another, but there just plain ain't any.
Hmm.
Hey, Jack, fella, you know something?
Well?
I wonder if you should ought to talk to Hermie like you did.
Is that so?
Of course, it ain't exactly money out of my pocket, but just the same, I don't think you ought to. But Hermie's a nice little fella, and he can't help it being here.
So what?
Oh, I don't know. Only don't you see that hurt and scared look it comes on his face every time you lay into
it? All right, Doc, all right.
Sorry. It's what I get for putting my nose in another man's business.
Mm.
Funny thing, though, you don't look like a man that I'd expect to find picking on kids.
Notice how the branches of the trees are coming together over the path?
Uh-huh. And all of them climbing vines and stuff, shutting out the sun.
Yeah, and getting worse ahead.
Hey, Jack, looky, will you? Just the same as going through a tunnel up ahead. You know, fella, if we're going to get much of that, we should ought to have a flashlight.
I brought one.
Doggone, son of a gun. Horse, the way stuff grows down.
Keep close together. Don't get so far behind.
We're doing all right.
Can I talk now, Sonny?
Of course you can talk, Hermie.
It's getting dark in here, ain't it?
Uh-huh. It's the vines overhead shutting out the light. See?
I'm not afraid of the dark.
That's fine.
Are you afraid of the dark, Reggie?
Well, now, I'll tell you, Hermie. It's all according to the time and place.
Well, I'm not. Only I wouldn't like to meet any old Indians in here.
Well, I don't think we need to worry about that.
I say up front there, Jack.
What's the matter?
You sure we're not getting in a little bit over our heads? I mean, if it gets much darker in a jungle like this.
All right, we're coming at the end of it right ahead.
Sunlight again?
Yeah, that's right.
We're coming out of the tunnel?
So he says.
Oh, that suits me right down to the ground. Every time one of those hanging vines brushes against my face, I wonder if it's a snake.
I killed a snake once.
Well, don't you go bothering any snakes down here.
I'll kill them.
Hermie, you hear me? You leave them strictly alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're liable to be poisonous. You understand?
Okay.
Now, there's the sunlight ahead.
It's a lot cooler in here.
Well, I'll take the heat myself. Come on, let's catch up.
Is Jack married to you?
Oh, goodness, no. Whatever gave you that idea?
Is anybody married to you?
Nobody.
Then how about you waiting for me?
Ha ha, that's a deal. Now, here we are. Out in the light again.
Just a minute. Doc and Jack are down on their knees up ahead.
Yeah, they act like they found something. What are they looking at?
Hey, Sonny.
Yeah?
Jack wants you and Hermie to stay where you are for a minute.
Well, what is it? What's the matter?
Never mind. You stay there. Reggie, come on up here.
Hey, but you gotta tell me. You can't just leave Hermie and me like this.
All right, if you gotta know. It's a dead man.
Funny thing about him, too. There's not a wound on him any place. Yet there's not a drop of blood in his body.
Hey, Jack. How can you tell that?
You say there's a corpse. Hello. What's this?
Just what it looks like. A dead Indian. Wearing not a stitch except a loincloth.
Yeah. Been dead since sometime last night.
Indian for certain. No doubt about that.
And not a very civilized Indian either. Look at those tribal marks on his forehead and chest.
But Jack, this business about him not having any blood. How you know that?
Color of his skin. Eyeballs. Fingernails. He's all bleached out.
Well, maybe the Indians down here are kind of on the anemic side.
Take some of that brush and throw it over the body so Sonny and the boy can pass by without seeing it.
Yeah. Good idea.
So Hermie wanted to see a real Indian.
Well, he's not going to see this.
No sign of what killed him, huh?
No.
There. That covers him all up.
There. All right, Sonny, come on.
Well, there's one thing. We know now that human beings live hereabouts. Even if they're wild ones.
We also know they die around here.
Yeah, a lot of comfort that is. Come on, Sonny. We got him covered up. Just pass right on by.
Why? But what killed him?
Keep walking. We don't know.
Jack. Jack, look ahead.
Hmm?
We're at the temple.
Sure. Just stepped right out of the jungle. Into the courtyard.
Yeah. So busy not looking where we were going, we doggone near run into it.
Hey, that's a big house, ain't it?
Well, the courtyard, all right. We're walking on paving stones covered with heavy moss.
But trees and shrubs are growing right up through the stones.
And I was the one who thought maybe folks lived here.
Now, there is a pile of stone that is a pile of stone.
Well, there's only one entrance. Shall we have a look inside?
Well, of course we'll have a look. We've come too far to stop now. Doggone, stone steps as grand as you please.
And what stone steps? 15 or 20 steps up to the door? And they reach all across the front of the building.
Somebody put a lot of backbreaking work into this centuries ago.
Let's go up, huh?
All right, Hermie. But you stay close to us.
Sure.
You ever see anything like it? The way shrubs and small trees have grown right up between the stones.
Do you suppose this jungle palace has anything to do with that dead Indian, Jack?
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. It's a little bit frightening, isn't it?
Hold up, Ray. I'm the first one up.
We going in?
Well, that's what we came up here for. Come on.
Big arch doorways, but not a door in the place.
The doors must have rotted away centuries ago.
Hey, golly.
Listen.
If I didn't hear a church bell, you can call me a loony.
Yeah, I heard it.
Come on. Let's go inside.
Well, will you look what we've found?
What a tremendous place.
Nicaraguan government could hide its whole army in here.
Jack.
Yep.
Jack, did you see what I just saw?
What, Doc?
Something just flew from one side of the temple to the other, way up yonder.
Probably an owl.
Owl, my grandma. It was as big as a man, and it didn't have no wings. What's more, it was wearing a human skin, and that's all.